Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, hold the spices, folks. We're diving deep into the sizzling world of AI, specifically China's stunning catch-up game with America.
Ooh, this is going to be interesting. So what's the deal? Are we talking robot chefs or something?
Not quite, though automated kitchens are probably closer than we think. This article from The Economist paints a picture of a fierce AI race. Remember OpenAI's O1? That reasoning model everyone was talking about? Well, China's Alibaba and DeepSeek were hot on their heels with QWQ and R1, practically matching OpenAI's strides within weeks.
Whoa, weeks? I thought the US had a massive lead in AI. How did China close the gap so fast?
A combination of factors, really. The article highlights China's open-source approach. Think Alibaba releasing QQ's full workings for anyone to tinker with. Plus, they're publishing detailed research papers, unlike some secretive Western labs. It's a talent magnet, you know?
Ah, so attracting top researchers by sharing knowledge? Clever. But didn't the US try to slow China down with those chip sanctions?
They did, limiting access to advanced chips. But DeepSeek, for example, found ways to train their massive V3 model with incredible efficiency, using a fraction of the resources and cost compared to Western counterparts. It's kind of a David and Goliath situation, isn't it?
David outsmarting Goliath, indeed. But the article mentioned censorship. How are Chinese companies navigating that tricky territory?
Well, the government seems to be walking a tightrope, encouraging innovation while emphasizing, you know, socialist values. You can see it in DeepSeek's V3. Give it a politically sensitive question, and it suddenly goes all quiet.
Ah, fascinating. So is this the beginning of an AI-powered Cold War?
Maybe. The Economist points out that while China has caught up in many areas, U.S. companies like Google and Anthropic are still pushing the boundaries in others. Think AI agents browsing the web, running code for you, even building entire applications. It's a constant back and forth.
So a continuous race then? Exciting stuff.
Absolutely. And it's not just a two-horse race anymore. This is a global sprint with serious implications. We'll need to keep a close eye on this. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay curious.
Bye-bye.